Back with Dr. Raju to continue his commentary on the Upanishad.
In this Upanishad, having presented to us the complete presence of that reality in every being, in every form, then we recognize another being and what is the relationship of another being to this totality of the being. So there are two ways people have attempted to look at this. Actually, there is nothing else. It is all the total being. Even if I say I am different from that, that is not understanding the nature of the I also. Therefore, those people who expound what we call the Advaita or the non-duality in this Upanishad, they come very heavily on people saying even to say that you are different is an outcome of your understanding. You are not understanding the nature of really who you are. No, you need to pay attention and then you detach from that notion of your own interest, narrow interests. And if you free yourself from such narrow interests, then you will be this total reality. That is one way by which you can relate to this reality. What makes you apart from this reality is your own understanding based on a misperception of who you are. So, sooner you get rid of your misperceptions or misunderstandings as to who you are because of your affiliation and interests with certain thingy things which inherently they are separate. If you free yourself from the attachment to those things, then you are complete. So, your very nature is complete. So, you, by renouncing or detaching from this world of names and forms and interests, freeing yourselves from that, you really enjoy the nature of your own being as complete. Because you have not done that, by certain habits you are clinging on to the fragmented, fractionated, partial type of interests, it is making you alienated from the totality. And who made you alienate yourself? It is your own incapacity or even neglecting your right understanding of yourself. So you have to do that by detaching yourself and then you are the totality. So that is the meaning for the next one. Tena tyaktena bhunjita. You protect yourself. You assert yourself, your total reality, freed from these fractionated envelopments to which you have subscribed. You have gotten affiliated to. So that is how some people have said. And how to do that? You have to free yourself. What does it mean? They give an example. For example, especially Shankaracharya gives for this type of approach. A sandalwood piece is for a long time floating on a lake. For a long time it is floating on the lake. Therefore, it is covered up with various types of other contaminations. Therefore, that sandalwood, which inherently is very fragrant, is now smelling bad. Why it is smelling bad? Because for a long time it has been in the water. Now, if you really would like to get the essence of that sandalwood, what you have to do is you pick up that sandalwood and just over a hard stone, if you make a kind of a grinding. Then with that grinding, that cover that was made from that contact with the water and other things, which was giving us some foul smell, it has gone now. And afterwards, more and more you begin to grind that piece of sandalwood, you get the fragrance. That is the real nature of the sandalwood. Similarly, every being, by neglecting the right understanding, has made a compromise with limited things. And as a result of that continuation of the subscription to the limited things, it is giving us a distorted understanding of who we are. So if we would like to make a right understanding of who we are, we have to free ourselves from that distorted understanding. And that will come because of our detachment from this type of situation, which is a creation of our own pramada, our own aprama, pramada. Pramada is a word that other schools also used. Pramada means lapse or some violation or some neglect. It's called pramada. Apramada means free from that type of a lapse or not mind. Some people have, in Buddhistic tradition, they use the word mindfulness is the word that they use. It's called apramada. So when we develop, when we free ourselves from the pramada, then we become really free from all those limitations. So that is the way this world is full of that completeness, which has nothing but fragrance, nothing but good, absolute good. But because of my own narrow interests that I have been subscribing to for whatever reason, addiction it may be, or it may be habit, or it may be negligence, all that has brought about this great havoc, not only for my own personal being, but also the other people who are in my environment. I have been a source of problem for them also. Therefore, once and for all, I can clean up this. And by cleaning up, by following a policy of detachment, I can protect my own integrity, my own feeling. And then it says in the first mantra, Ma Grudhaha, that means do not covet anything that is belonging to anybody else. It means all this belongs to God notion. And then you have no right. You are not there. But you think, I am here, I have a right. So that kind of a thinking is a claim, a property claim we make on this whole thing which belongs to God, which is there, independent. So one has to develop that understanding that I am trespassing on the lines of the real owner of this whole totality, which is God. This is his interpretation. Therefore, you do not transgress. You do not trespass. You do not make false claim on these things. This belongs to God. And don't make that type of a demand on the total environment. You have the capacity to be independent of this. You are complete there. You are enjoying there without this one. So this way, this first mantra is a call for a change in the attitude of a human being towards oneself and also towards the environment in which we live. So that way, this first stanza or mantra has been used very heavily by persons like Mahatma Gandhi and Vinoba Bhave to educate people, to develop a sense of respect for the other, and then the property ownership and other things have to be seen in a trusteeship way, as he calls it. So we are all trustees of whatever we have. This doesn't belong to us. This belongs to God. But I am given the custody of this, and we have to use it for proper purposes in proper ways. If we deviate from that, if we include our own interests there, then we are distorting the whole environment. So very heavily and deeply, Mahatma Gandhi and Vinoba Bhave have used this first verse for both the right understanding of one's own self and for a policy of devotion and service to the environment, and also sharing of the resources. Whatever we have, we are custodians, we are trustees God has given. It belongs to God, and we have to give it to God back. And we can be without this. Only feeling that we are giving it to God, recognizing that there is God, that itself is the source of our joy. That is how they develop this type of a devotional and service policy approach for human beings. So for today, I will stop here.